Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful, chilly Monday. Colin Dunlap alongside Jim Colony. Chris Mack, he's out on vacation the next couple days. Producer Matt, he's back in the studio. We are here on location, new American Natural Store, Valencia, right at the corners of 228 and Route 8. Come and see us past 6:30. Your breakfast sandwich is on us, so stop by in about an hour from now. It's open right now, but stop by past 6:30 or so and grab your breakfast sandwich on us. Good morning to you, Jim. How is everything?
Everything is fine. You're right about the chili part.
Yeah?
Here's like what we do is that, you know, in the summertime, you leave the cars out, and then you put bikes and lawnmowers and wheelbarrows and all sorts of stuff in the garage. But now that it's cold, you clean out the garage to put the cars in. But then you start picking up leaves.
Oh, see, I'm a 24/7, 365 park in the garage guy.
Yeah,
there's no seasonal garage parking for me.
Well, the problem is that now we have, I don't know, 20 leaf bags in our driveway, and there's no other place to put them, and so we have to leave the cars out. And so when I came this morning, my goodness, it was cold.
Okay.
Car was not warm because it was outside, and I knew that was going to happen, but still, it was just annoying.
Well, wait a minute. So tell me about these leaf bags.
Yeah.
They're like the brown ones you buy from Home Depot or whatever?
Yeah.
What day does the township come?
Not for another. They came Friday.
Okay.
Which means they're not coming for two Fridays.
Is there a place you can take them
yes.
at the township?
Yes.
So it's kind of beat them to the punch, if you will.
I shuttle them up. We had a bunch of sticks. I brought those up yesterday. So I had a shipment up there yesterday. And, you know, today, maybe later in the day when Linda gets home with a vehicle with which we can fit leaf bags. I'll probably make a shuttle run again today, and then another one tomorrow, and then we'll just keep doing that every now and again.
Ah, okay. So, interesting. Interesting.
So you guys said you don't have leaves yet.
No. Well, here's the thing. We don't have leaves, period. The trees are cut back far enough that the leaves fall into sort of a culvert behind our house that is...
Like an easement?
Yeah, that we have absolutely no need to want to... kind of take care of. Although
That's
I do
big.
Have a funny story here. Now, I don't know how funny it is. So my neighbor across the street on Saturday, I didn't see this, but my neighbor across the street Saturday at about 4:00 tells me, hey, did you see those guys in my backyard at like 9 a.m. this morning? And I said, no, I got up early and then my wife got up early. Then we were out of the house by like 11, but I did not see them. I said, well, what's the story here with these guys? He said, they were walking around and they were like, looking in my backyard. And I said, well, I'm going to give it a second to see what they're up to. You know, you don't run up there. You want to catch them in the midst of what they're doing. You don't run out in your yard. And I said, well, okay. And he's explaining to me. He said, after about a couple minutes of these two guys milling around in his yard, and keep in mind, we live in like a residential area,
sure,
you know.
Yeah.
He said he walked out there. He said, what are you guys up to? He thought maybe they were, you know, gas company guys
right.
or something, but there was
sure.
no truck or anything. So they had kind of walked into his yard from somewhere. And they said, yeah, well, you know, we live right in the neighborhood that abuts yours, and we shot a deer last night, and we're tracking it, trying to see if it's here. And he goes, well, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Like, you shot a deer with what? And he said, a bow. And he said, well, there's like kind of, you got to be 250 yards from a house. And no big deal, but I can't imagine any point right around here where it's 250 yards
right.
from a house or
yes.
whatever, you know? And he said, well, good luck. And he looked down, and there were blood drops all over. We said, we think it ran right through here and down. And damn, if we didn't look, my neighbor and I, like in the cul-de-sac up around the thing.
So you started walking around looking
for it.
There's
no dead deer anywhere. So I guess he caught up with them again yesterday, and they never found it.
Huh.
So somewhere nearby my house, most likely, there's a deer with
an arrow sticking out of it?
Yes, that is most likely deceased.
Well, Maybe not.
It was just a glancing blow, and there is a deer running around that either has this arrow in them or just hit them and the arrow fell. I don't know, but they definitely saw blood. So they think they got – I'm at a loss for this. I don't know what to think. So what happened here? I'm not a hunter. I don't know. What happened here, Jim? What's the most likely scenario here?
I don't know. I mean, is it like in like the movies, like Braveheart, where the arrow goes in and they just like break it off because it's better to leave the arrow in than take it out? And then if it didn't hit a vital organ, then the deer could probably, you know, still go around until it gets hit by a car.
I guess. Although there was a deer that was just outside of my neighborhood that was hit by a car that was DOA. The doe was DOA on the side of the road. But it did not have an arrow sticking out of it.
Okay.
So I did notice that yesterday.
I don't even know what the rules are on bow hunting.
Uh-huh.
Right, because you can't hunt with rifles yet, right?
Right.
That's
50 yards. People were telling me 50 yards.
50 yards? That doesn't seem like a whole lot of distance. That's with a bow, though.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was much farther for a rifle.
Well, they weren't shooting with rifles.
Right, I know, but I'm just there different distances for the whatever weapon you're using?
Yeah. So,
what about a crossbow?
What about an old school like Peter Pan kind of bow and arrow, one of those kind of jobs. You know what I'm talking about?
I guess.
Like not a
Cupid?
Compound one. Like
Cupid?
Yeah, like a Cupid one, like one that you'd strung up yourself with some wire.
That's not showing
stuff.
A whole lot of love, though.
Now
shooting an arrow into somebody.
People are saying, well, do you have to ask permission first? Well, not if it was like their
on
land.
Your property. Right,
right, right, right, right, right. So anyway.
Well, what about in Mount Lebanon? Or Bethel Park, where they have the bow hunters come in to cull the herd.
Right, those guys should head over there.
Maybe they did.
Perhaps. What if that deer ran all the way? It wouldn't have crossed the bridges, though, because it's Pittsburgh. It's not allowed to kind of go on the other side of town, I guess.
Would
have got lost. Anyway, so that's that.
That's exciting.
I don't know. Now we're at a loss.
It's exciting. It's a little disconcerting as well.
Well, here's the disconcerting part. On the camera that I have that's in my front door, I did see two deer last night, or two nights ago.
Maybe they were looking for the
other.
Did they ring the bell?
No, they came really close, though. They came really, really close. They came, like, essentially up on the front porch. But I don't know what would I have done if I'd have came out of my porch on Saturday morning and there would have just been a dead deer with an arrow sticking out of it just laying on my front porch. What do you do then?
Rang the bell and said, call 911.
No, like, what do you do then, honestly, if it's laying in your front yard?
You call somebody to come and take it.
Who's somebody? That's the question.
That's a good point. Is it the town?
I don't know.
And they have, like, animal guys?
I'm
like,
the guy there, asking.
I'm trying to think if I've seen a...
Yeah, it's Big Daddy's. That's the name of the place.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I thought there was a... Maybe this is for things like raccoons and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I could swear that at one point I've seen a little, like, truck... Like an enclosed truck that says, like, Richland Animal Control.
Oh.
In our town, I
they
think.
They take it and incinerate it? Or
I don't know. I don't know what they do with them. I just know that, like, 910, Route 910 between Route 8 and, say, like, the winery.
Yes.
Where Narcisse Winery is. That's like Roadkill Alley.
Oh, Roadkill Alley renamed.
No, one day. Hey, no, there was one
people
morning.
People want to own a business there now. Roadkill Alley.
There are no businesses there, really.
Well, you just named the winery.
Oh, but that's way down
yes.
there.
Well, there are businesses there. The place that sells
oh, yeah,
dirt
yeah,
bikes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, let me, because I don't really get down that way much. Yes, between Turner Road
okay.
and Route 8.
There's the
that's
dirt bike
Roadkill
place.
Alley.
There's a new brewery kind of place.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
there's a
that.
Tire place.
Oh, the tire place is money. Those
yeah,
guys are really
no
good.
There's no businesses there. There's a dance place.
Let me.
There's Chulo's Diner.
Okay. Turner Road to Route 8, there are really no businesses. That's Roadkill Alley.
Oh,
I just
okay.
didn't want to get specific with Turner,
oh,
but now
way,
I just did.
Mean, okay.
Yes. Because one morning I was actually on my way up here
uh-huh.
To play in a golf outing at Lakeview North, and I saw in order a dead squirrel, a dead possum, a dead raccoon, and a dead deer.
Working up the food chain.
It really
yes.
was.
Yes.
It was like it went from small to large.
You didn't see the mouse first, but it was there.
It probably was.
Yes.
Maybe it was the one from the station.
Speaking of, producer Matt walking into the station today.
Yeah.
Mouse outside on the steps, scurrying around. So maybe we've relieved the mouse of his interior duties. And he got
an arrow sticking out of it.
That'd be a small arrow. Who would have been doing hunting? Like little figurines?
With a mouse?
Yes.
A cat?
Yeah, perhaps. But he saw a mouse outside of the station today. And he goes, I wonder if it's the same one. I said, you know how many mouse there are in the world? There's no way it's the same one.
It's probably a family.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're all essentially a family, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, think of what else is in our building. Well, yeah, at some point.
Yes, the derivative is...
Right, those two mice that walked off in Noah's Ark.
And Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
What a day. What a Monday. I don't even know what we're saying, but good morning to you.
No.
We got a lot to say today. Yeah, we're at American Natural. Stop by and see us. New store, 228 in Route 8 in Valencia. Stop by after 6:30. Your breakfast sandwich is on us. So there's that. Are you having a breakfast sandwich today? Because I can't wait.
Absolutely.
I know. I saw you eyeing them up over there.
Like, this is a great layout.
It is. It's a wonderful layout. I can't wait for it to get jumping this morning. Monday, people are like slow to get moving. I'll tell you, I'll be real frank with you. I can't stand Mondays the older I get.
But I hear you, but is it different today because there was no Steeler game yesterday?
Yes.
In fact, there was no Pitt game on Saturday.
Yeah,
so, in other words, there was no football.
It feels like the middle of, like, summer. You know how we have those doldrum sort of days where the Pirates are off, there's nothing going on? It kind of feels like that.
One of those February days.
Yeah, it does.
Right now. But at least, you know, there's some Penguin stuff going on. There's Pitt basketball tonight. There's a new Pirate GM.
Uh-huh.
So there's plenty to talk about.
Tons to talk about. We'll get into that next. We're out here. Come see us, 228 and Route 8 in Valencia at the new American Natural Store. It is bright. It's clean. It's wonderful. It's super. And, well, big bonus. We are here. Jason Mackey joins us at 8 o'clock to talk about that new Pirates GM, Ben Cherington. So there's that. We'll take your calls all morning, having lots of fun. We are the Fan Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.